It's Friday, time for our weekly look at business with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal.
Morning, Steve.
This week we heard about yet another development project near the new downtown arena, and some familiar names are involved.
This is two collections of city properties, both on the west ends of the 800 blocks of K and L, and that includes the infamous hole in the ground at 8th and K. Two developers who have become sort of locally famous for urban redevelopment are involved, Bay Mary and Ali Youssefi. And each this week won rights to negotiate with the city for these properties. They're also, by the way, collaborating on a big redevelopment project right next door along the 700 block of K. Now, whether they can take on these new projects depends on whether the Sacramento Kings, which has the first right of refusal on them, wants to develop them itself. The team doesn't want the properties, then these deals could move forward.
Assuming they get the right to build on these properties, what do these developers have in mind?
Neither one are giving us much detail, but apparently they both have ambitious plans to create mixed-use projects, would have retail on the ground floor and homes above. Youssefi is interested in the L Street properties, including the historic Bellevue Apartments, which the city was actually set to demolish several years ago. Apparently he wants to restore and repurpose at least the apartment building there. Bay Mary envisions building from scratch at 8th and K, where the hole is, and he describes a bigger version of Powerhouse 16, the Midtown project that he recently finished. He also envisions a grocery store on the ground floor, which would be good news for downtown residents.
Another development idea just getting started is over by the Capitol. Here, the property owner is looking for a developer to build condos. That's different, right? I mean, we haven't seen many projects like that here.
Condo projects are still rare in Sacramento, especially since the recession. You know, many that were proposed during the boom years either failed to get off the ground or were turned into apartments. But this idea has a lot going for it. This is a lot facing Capitol Park at 14th and N, which makes it pretty desirable. And the property is controlled by CADA, the agency that manages and develops surplus state property downtown. We know that the agency thinks this project has a lot of potential because it isn't offering potential developers any financial help, and that would be a first for CADA.
The state's health insurance program for the poor, called Medi-Cal, is in the news again. Patient advocates have filed a complaint alleging the program pays doctors too little. Why is that a problem for patients?
So this is a longstanding complaint that low reimbursement rates keep doctors from participating in the program. And of course, that means long waits for patients. It makes it difficult for them to find doctors. The legislature has been wrestling with this problem, which is complicated by the Affordable Care Act. Healthcare reform has dramatically increased Medi-Cal enrollment. And that's good news for hospitals and doctors in that it means more poor patients now have some insurance. But Medi-Cal pays so little that it's forcing the health establishment to become super efficient. And, you know, in the end, perhaps if that doesn't go too far, it might have some benefits for everybody.
Another business headline this week was about services like Uber that rely on workers who are paid to do a specific job. Sounds like there's pressure for companies to treat them more like regular employees.
Yeah, this is such an interesting area of business right now. Uber is sort of a poster child for the so-called gig economy. But there are a lot of other companies that pay people the same way. And things are evolving rapidly. Just this week, Seattle adopted a law that lets Uber drivers unionize. Here in California, a lawmaker is looking at a bill next year that would let them bargain collectively for health care. The big question, of course, is whether these businesses can survive if they have to pay workers like other companies. So it's going to be pretty fascinating to see how this all unfolds.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.